Water and soil conservation adds to landowners' bottom line. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Every time I turn around, I get an email from some agency talking about water or soil conservation. It's a big deal, and Idaho rancher Chris Banks can help you.
My experience growing up and understanding cattle, understanding ag operations, understanding the frustrations of landowners, dealing with government red tape, dealing with government oversight, has been very beneficial because I've been able to understand and see things from both sides. Working for a government agency and also working in ag. And so I was able to relate with the landowners and explain to them that the projects that they were doing were not there to hinder them. They were actually there to help them and to improve their bottom line as well as improve natural resources. So the very first projects that we started out with were in what's called the Marsh Creek Drainage. It runs from the city of Inkham in Idaho, just south of Pocatello, Idaho, all the way to Downey. And we did 3 grants in that main watershed, working with 26 different landowners, and spent a little over $2.2 million implementing water quality projects. And those landowners, they really did a great job and they were very easy to work with. And I started hearing from people around the state that they wanted somebody like me to be able to help them more. But it was kind of limited because I worked for an agency that could only give me leeway to go work for so many different people. And so I got the idea of, hey, maybe I should go out on my own and start my own consulting business and then I can start helping more landowners. I started a business called Conservation Basics.
Google Chris Banks, Conservation Basics.
David Sparks.